Some people are embarrassed by the wealth that God's given them. They look at what they have and what others don't have, and it bothers them. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. I used to think that you had to be poor to be a Christian, but that's not what the Bible teaches. King Solomon, one of the wisest men who ever walked this earth, said this, Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 19. If God gives some people wealth, property, and the power to enjoy those things, they should enjoy them. They should accept the things they have and enjoy their work. This is a gift from God. So where do we go wrong? At what point do you and I step over that line between godly enjoyment and selfish greed? I met a man recently who's incredibly wealthy. Now, he has a strong heart after God. And so this question about that line was bumping around in my head. How is it that this guy can have so much money and yet be so obviously full of the joy of the Lord? As I listened to him, the answer came. It's because he gives so much of his wealth into God's kingdom. Instead of being a brutal master, his wealth is a faithful servant. My hunch is we don't have to be mega rich for that to work in our lives as well. Let's just focus for a minute on what God has entrusted to you. That quote from Ecclesiastes tells us that God gives us the power to enjoy what he's given us. So go on, get on and enjoy it. But might I also ask you, how much of it are you giving away? Because as Jesus said, it's much better to give than to receive. And generous, sacrificial giving brings a huge joy from God as well. That's his word, fresh for you today. As you wrap your heart around God's truth, it's amazing how his wisdom has the power to transform your life, isn't it? And that's what our latest life application booklet, Does God Really Want to Bless Me?, is all about. To request your free copy, head across to ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see the free offer toward the top of the homepage. Again, the web address is ChristianityWorks.com. May you be blessed as you receive God's word.